Philadelphia is closing almost two dozen of its public schools. The move prompted outcry in the nation's fifth largest city. But the schools in Philly face declining enrollment, aging infrastructure, and massive state budget cuts. And those forces came to a head last night when the city's School Reform Commission took a vote. Benjamin Harold is covering the emotional decision from member station WHYY.
The opposition to Philadelphia Superintendent William Hite's plan to close city schools was immense and vocal.
Save our schools! Save our schools! Save our schools!
About 700 teachers, students, parents, and activists rallied outside Philadelphia School District headquarters before the vote. Randy Weingarten, the national president of the American Federation of Teachers, climbed up on a wall to address the throng.
Tonight, all across the country, everyone is watching Philly to say, will the powers that be in Philly stand up for the public schools?
Inside the building's auditorium, protesters tried to prevent the commissioners from entering. 19 people, including Weingarten and two leaders from local student organizing groups, were arrested. Then a somber mood settled over the room.
Ms. Sample-Oates, will you please introduce speakers?
For months, Philadelphia education leaders had been making their case, arguing that a $1.35 billion budget deficit over the next 5 years meant the school district could no longer afford to put off tough decisions about closing schools. Back in December, Superintendent Hite announced an unprecedented plan to downsize.
We're recommending the closure of 37 buildings and changing the grade configurations in 18 schools.
But the past 3 months were bruising. During dozens of public forums, Philadelphians pushed back, citing concerns about safety, academics, and whether the city's poor and minority neighborhoods were being affected disproportionately. In February, Hite pared his plan back. 27 schools were on the docket Thursday night.
What I want to say to you, and what is not part of the facts and figures, is what is at the heart of Taylor School. Taylor is our home away from home. We are a family.
Kindergarten teacher Deborah Perry was one of several to make a last-minute plea on behalf of Bayard Taylor Elementary in North Philadelphia.
Taylor School is a place of quiet love. Like a family, we stand together, always united in our love for our students.
Shortly before 8, the commissioners began voting, closing many schools unanimously.
Is there a motion to approve A1 and A2, which are LP Hill and Reynolds Elementary?
So moved, Mr.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dretske?
Yes.
Ms. Houston?
Yes.
Dr. Pritchett?
Yes.
Ms. Sims?
Yes.
Chairman Ramos?
Yes.
Taylor Elementary was spared. But by the end of the meeting, the commission had voted to shutter 23 schools and to merge or relocate 5 others. More than 10,000 students will likely be displaced. Chairman Pedro Ramos said the commission wasn't happy with its vote, but had no other choice.
It was excruciating and difficult and emotional for all of us, but was brought about by a lot of decisions not being made in a timely way.
A federal civil rights complaint against the district for 8 school closings last year is still under review. Activists in Philadelphia, Detroit, and Newark say that the closings discriminate against Black and Hispanic students and those with disabilities. The head of Philadelphia's NAACP threatened yesterday that a new suit could be coming soon. For NPR News, I'm Benjamin Harold in Philadelphia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.